recent exposure for the third time.
I was promoting the art of dance.
With nude loitering, nude and disorderly conduct, nude drunken driving.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
Fooling with a style and ease, and I feel like from a Hello, this is DJ Bobo on your favorite radio station.
WMFO, Metro, 91.5.
To the beat, to the O, to the beat, to the O. Wanna rock your body, wanna rock your soul. To the beat, to the O, to the beat, to the O. Wanna rock your body, wanna rock your soul. To the beat, to the O, to the beat, to the O. Wanna rock your body, wanna rock your soul. To the beat, to the O, to the beat, to the O. Wanna rock your body, wanna rock your soul. To the beat, to the O, to the beat, to the O. Wanna rock your body, wanna rock your soul. To the beat, to the O, to the beat, to the O. Wanna rock your body, wanna rock your soul. To the beat, to the O, to the beat, to the O. Wanna rock your body, wanna rock your soul. To the beat, to the O, to the beat, to the O. Wanna rock your body. So to the beat, to the O, to the beat, to the O. Wanna rock your body, wanna rock your soul. To the beat, to the O, to the beat, to the O. Wanna rock your body, wanna rock your soul. To the beat, to the O, to the beat, to the O. Wanna rock your body, wanna rock your soul. To the beat, to the O, to the beat, to the O. Wanna rock your body, wanna rock your soul.
Do you want to dance? Well, Zorba sure does. This is Mikos Theodorakis, and this is Zorba's dance from Zorba the Greek. And more broadly, this is the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. Yes, our theme is called Do You Wanna Dance? And our featured artist is the Swiss master of rhythm and beats, singer, songwriter, dancer, and music producer DJ Bobo. We went full circle with him in that last set, beginning and ending with two high-energy tracks from him. Started things off with Somebody Dance With Me, a remixed version there. And then we heard from Keb Mo, a little bit of acoustic action there. She Just Wants to Dance from his self-titled album. And then it was Too Unlimited with the Tribal Dance. Don Henley followed that with All She Wants to Do Is Dance. And then it was a track from Van Halen 2, Dance the Night Away. And then DJ Bobo himself performed part of our mandatory station identification. Coming just a little bit too late. But we took care of business anyway. Right at the 9 o'clock hour there. And we finished with DJ Bobo's Wanna Rock Your Body. So this week, well, actually this month, last month, yes, April 9th, I planted a bunch of radishes that I've been soaking radish seeds in my garden. And they've been coming up. Even before that, actually, I planted a couple hundred onion bulbs. And before the month of April ended, I was eating onions and arugula and my next door wonderful neighbor, Mrs. Stefano's oregano that grows off the side of her driveway. And, you know, if you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs. Yes, many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed. But perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant. The tops and the bottoms. And as the weather gets warm, in as little as 20 to 30 days after you put the seeds in the ground, yeah, you can be eating them. And of course, there are other vegetables like tomatoes and other plants that are you can buy already in pots. And I'm going to go to Brigham Greenhouse on Saturday morning in Concord and get a whole bunch of my tomatoes and tomatoes for Mrs. Stefano and some other vegetables, but mostly tomatoes, because I'm growing most of my vegetables by seed. And did you know that Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to six marijuana plants each, or 12 plants total per household? To learn more about any of this, just search the web for what it is that you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, but when you grow your own, you can have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Community Radio. So we got two more sets for you in this episode. And in this next set, I'm going to send out a dance song from Devo to my friend and fellow DJ aficionado, Chris Major, who hosts Strike the Box. on Thursdays. And we're also going to have some Penguin Cafe Orchestra that I'm going to send out to Chuck and Diane. This Paul's Dance. Some more DJ Bobo. Move Your Feet's coming up later in the set. Also some Modest Mouse. And I'm going to conclude with my remix of Fatboy Slim's remix of the Nigerian drummer Babatunde Olatunji's 1958 epic Jin Go Lo Ba. And I'm going to be mixing up a whole bunch of my favorite African-American freedom fighter, Malcolm X, his clips on top of that. But first, we're going to start off with our featured artist, DJ Bobo, and here's his song. Oh, yeah, also the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy by Tchaikovsky's coming up. It's performed by the Philadelphia Orchestra. But first, here's our featured artist, DJ Bobo, and Erotica on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage. WMFO in Medford! Tufts Freeform Radio.
wherever you are.
Not yet, signore. In a few minutes.
Hey, you, I told you to slow that nag down. On account of you, I nearly heard the opera.
If you got what they want, then you can tell them what to do. Make them fall right in line. Make them walk to the beat. Show them how to move. Change their clothes. Let them know what to do. Hey, them what they want. Yeah.
Come here, you. Come here, you. Come here, you.
to the rhythm of the beat. Move your feet to the rhythm of the beat. Move your feet to the rhythm of the beat. Move your feet to the rhythm of the beat. Move your feet to the rhythm of the beat. Move your feet to the rhythm of the beat. Pump up the volume, feel the heat. Move your feet to the rhythm of the beat. Move your feet to the rhythm of the beat. Move your feet to the rhythm of the beat. Pump up the volume, feel the heat.
Lincoln in Washington. So today our people are disillusioned. They've become disenchanted. They've become dissatisfied. And in their frustrations, they want action. Experienced only the American nightmare.
Kunta, Kunta Kinte.
Ah, that's your African name. Must I give you a new name? Must I say you name? Kobe.
There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. it better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good. It sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
This evening, we've been bringing you a theme called Do You Wanna Dance? Featuring that Swiss master of beats and rhythm, DJ Bobo. We began that last set with his song Erotica. And then from Tchaikovsky, Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. Followed by some Devo, going out to DJ Chris Major. That was their track Make Me Dance from Recombo DNA. And then going out to Chuck and Diane, Paul's Dance from the Penguin Cafe Orchestra. And then DJ Bobo once again, Move Your Feet, followed by Modest Mouse and Dance Hall. And then it was my remix of Fatboy Slim's remix of Babatunde Olatunji's 1958 epic drum piece, Jin Logo Ba. And I mixed in a whole bunch of clips of Malcolm X on top of that. So we got just one last set for you. And we are going to get some T-Rex and Chic in there for you. Cosmic Dancer and Dance, Dance, Dance. But first, we are going to wrap a 1990s electronic dance hit around a 20th century transgender history lesson, as narrated by Professor Joanne Meyerowitz. And it all starts for you now.
Jorgensen was a male-to-female transsexual. She was born in the Bronx in 1926 as George Jorgensen Jr. She went to Denmark in 1950 in search of sex change surgery. She had had since childhood this long-standing, irrepressible desire to live her life as a woman. And in Denmark, she found some doctors who were willing to experiment on her, and she came back to the United States in 1953. But before that, in December of 1952, her story made the news while she was recovering in a hospital bed in Copenhagen. And the New York Daily News had this front page banner headline reading, XGI becomes blonde beauty. And after that, she became a media celebrity.
You take a shake, a break, I'm not fake. The cool the way you move, the moment stay, can't stand still. Got the move, feel the waistline, feel the groove, the beat, the bass, the lyrics are fine. Get on the floor, you got no time. Party people, I'll give you a chance. Rip up your hands and feel entranced.
She was gender variant. She had feminine gestures and what one would think of as feminine traits, even though she was a boy. And that's a source of ridicule in our society.
Can't you see now what I'm saying? The beat is loud and I'm playing. I'm playing with your life, playing with your soul. Here on stage and on the mic control, so let the rhythm take you on the floor. With the bass and the drum that you never hear before. Open your mind, cause I'm talking about dancing. Open your mind, this is not romancing.
Take control of your mind.
she raised all sorts of issues that are significant for 20th century history. Here she was talking about the promise and pitfalls of science and technology in the atomic age. And here she was talking about what makes a man and what makes a woman, what's appropriate behavior for men and women, who counts as a man and who counts as a woman, what's normal and what's abnormal. And so she was raising all sorts of intriguing issues. She was a household name through the 1950s and 60s. She was a major figure. She was the source of a media circus. The media star, the reporters followed her. They dogged her every move in Copenhagen when she returned to the United States in February 1953. They followed her parents at their home in the Bronx. There were hundreds of articles in the press about Christine Jorgensen, not just in 1952 and 1953, but for years afterwards.
When I was 12, I was dancing when I was 12. I was dancing when I was out. I was dancing when I was out. I danced myself right out the womb. Myself right out the womb. Is it strange to dance so soon? I dance myself right out the womb. I was dancing when I was 8. I was dancing when I was 8. Strength to dance so late. Is it strength to dance so late?
Myself out of the womb. I think there should be complete freedom for the artist and performer. The artist should feel free to use nudity if he feels like it.
Sweat.
DJ's jamming in the street, MC's rapping to the beat, rapping house, perfect combination, dance.
down.